Okay, guys, here we go. Is he going to be with us the whole time? On the phone. I don't call out their names. We're talking snakes and alligators.
Can they move him up?
Okay. I'd like to call this meeting to order. The purpose of this special meeting is to conduct a public hearing on the application for financing in an amount not to exceed $5.5 million for the construction of a new fire station and renovation and expansion of the existing town hall, police, and fire complex in accordance with North Carolina General Statutes 160A-120. Notice of this meeting was posted at Town Hall and on the town's website on September 22, 2017, and advertised in the Star News on September 27, 2017, and both the Star News and the Island Gazette on October 4, 2017. Okay, this public hearing is now open. We have two people signed up to make comments, Larry Benton, and would you please come to the podium? Give us your name again and your address.
My name is Larry Benton. I live at 502 South 4th Avenue, Tree Beach. Basically, I don't know what the ground rules are for a hearing like this, so I'm just going to kind of shoot from the hip more or less. Back in summer sometime, there was a survey that was done by the town and asked the people about specifically spending $5 million on fire department and the reallocation of this building, which we all agree is needed. But I don't remember getting the results of that survey. I'd like to have known that. And if the survey came out negative for this, which I understand from some sources that it did, why are we moving forward with the same project that cost $5 million? Second question I got is, how are we going to pay for it? Are we going to see another tax increase like we've seen in 2006, 7, and 8, where our taxes went up 380%? That's my main concern. How are we going to pay for it?
What date was that?
Our property taxes went up in 2007 and 8. Over 300%. And I can pull the records to show you where that happened. And that was the year we had a reevaluation. And everybody said, don't worry about the reevaluation. Property values have gone up. Great. And we're all happy about it. But we're going to adjust the rates to make up for it. So your taxes aren't going to go up too much. But maybe. Now, is that going to happen to pay for this bill? That's the long and short of what I got to say.
I wasn't going to, but Arlen, to the best of your memory, I was not on council then. Was that 300% increase Curie Beach or the county or both?
It was combination.
Or were you here?
Yeah, I wasn't.
You weren't
I
here
to
either.
Go back and look at the.
That was a combination of the county and the city.
Who is this gentleman? Are we like
he's our finance.
Finance officer.
And who are you? He's our one cook member. You finance on your employee of Curie Beach, yes, sir.
Arlen, when we looked at this, I think we said it was between 375 and 450 per 100,000 per household. Is that about it?
Yeah.
Somewhere in that area. So if you have a $200,000 house, you could expect $9 per month more.
On this one.
On
the fire
for this fire department, yes.
Okay.
Is that forever?
until taxes change, yes.
Why don't we let Arlen address those questions when he gives his presentation, or you're not giving a presentation, okay?
No, this is the...
You get to answer the question now.
Well, a lot of times when it's a flood, I guess, with...
The survey results, it's pulled up.
It depends what other, you know, to say it's going to stay at this rate forever, or it's going to go down in this, you know, specific time frame, but it, again, it's really difficult not knowing what regulations may change.
If nothing else changes, the answer is yes. If we have more properties in town, if we have a larger base, if we get a better tax structure, taxes could come down. But we don't know any of that. All we know is that there's $5 million. To finance the $5 million, it would be around the amount that I just explained.
And Arlen, how many years is the loan for?
Well, we looked at two different options, either 15 or 20 years. I'm not sure which one I'm going to recommend yet, but we have proposals for both.
Okay. If you're going to speak, please give us your name and address.
I was just asking for clarification. My name is Suzanne Triplett. I live at 230 North 4th
District. Can you answer that, Arlen?
Well, it depends what type of tax increase we're talking about, I guess. I mean, if you're looking at throw a number out, a 4-cent tax increase, well, then that's about on a 200, let's say on a $400,000 home, that would be about an extra $168 or $13 a month.
Okay, Mr. Wolverton.
Yeah, my name is Donald Wolverton. I live at 240 Seawash Way. So, first question is, how many permanent firemen do we have right now, employees that work here in the building, or that work for the fire station at Fury Beach?
Nine.
They work 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So, this new building will accommodate only that nine, or are we going to have more employees?
No, there's no plan for more employees. The one of the problems with the old fire station is it was built for volunteers when there was nobody at the station.
So how many trucks do we have right now in Kiri Beach, for example, for in the fire station?
Four.
Four, and this is going to accommodate four? Okay, so we do our own maintenance and things like that? I mean, or is it just a place where we house our trucks?
We do maintenance to a degree, but if there's big diesel problem or something with the engine, we have to farm that out, obviously.
And do we have an agreement with Carolina Beach that if the fire is above a certain size, that they come help us or whatever, some kind of
yes.
thing like that?
Okay.
And then how about police officers?
And it works the same way. We go there.
How about police officers? How many full-time police officers do we have?
What is it now, Arlen?
We have 12.
12?
And so this will accommodate them too. Are we buying more police cars, or just basically just housing what we currently
have? No, the police cars that we have now are adequate for the number of police that we have now. And there's no plans that I'm aware of from the police chief to ask for an increase in staffing.
Okay. And then how many other type of employees do we have to work out of the building? I just don't know. I'm just asking this kind of question. Sorry.
Nancy?
What do you have, a total of 44?
We have 9 in this building.
9 other full employees?
8 full and 1 part-time.
Okay. And so basically $5.5 million. I mean, who's the judge to know if those are the right kind of costs? $386 for architectural services. I mean, my house, you know, my house is a little bit more than that, but still, that seems awful expensive. I don't know. Who knows those kind of answers?
I mean, for one thing, the places that we contacted Raleigh, state organizations that help us with that kind of information, plus our finance person makes phone calls to different areas around different cities and everything that have had projects similar to this.
Okay. So what was that actual assessed cost per $100 of value that you guys, I saw that somewhere, is that what you were talking about? What was that amount?
To pay for this.
To pay for just the building, $5.5 million?
Well, again, it depends on a lot of different factors. On it depends on what the final amount of the loan is. It depends on...
meaning we have cash reserves to pay for part of it or something?
Yes, we do, for part of it.
Okay.
And
so
who knows
that final amount? I mean, you've thrown out this $5.5 million, but
you... Well, we haven't had the bids come in from the contractors.
Right. That's why I have up there before receipt of contractor bids. Mm-hmm. I believe the bids are due sometime the latter part of next week. At that point,
I understand that. But then you also brought up the point of, well, we don't know what the change to operating costs for this facility is going to be.
Well, we have estimates, but when I say operating, I just mean ongoing town operating costs. I mean, things are going up, just as you know with your own home. Costs continue to go up. That's why we try to project that over a number of years. I typically do project out maybe, I don't know, about 5, 6, 7 years.
Citizens have access to that? Is that out there somewhere on the website or something?
It was all discussed in a public meeting, whether it's actually on the website right now. That I'm not quite sure. So.
It's a lot of information to memorize in public meetings, so shouldn't we be able to have access to that, or do you...
You should have access to anything we have.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Well, do we have that is the question.
You're welcome
to come in and talk to
Arlen and let him make you a detailed copy of the budget where you can see what the utility costs are and what they're expected to go up, what the IT costs are, what the water costs are, just like he said, just like you would budget for your house.
And I would recommend that we make that, like, posted so all citizens can see it any time they want instead of having to just come in and sit down with them.
Well, it's difficult to post a document that big. I mean, we can make it available. You can come in here and look at it. Or you can, we used to have a computer right over here you could
use. Okay, that would be feasible too.
Where's our public computer, Nancy?
We don't have one right now.
What happened to it?
All of our budgets and audits are on our website, and there's cost and budget information about this project on the website.
Well, I've been there. I didn't see much more than that. And maybe I'm not looking in the right place, but that's about, you know, the depth of how it went. It wasn't always future operating costs, things like that, which, you know, it's very concerning to me because that's going to be something you're asking me to pay for over a long period of time. Okay, that's pretty much
it. All the minutes from all the budget sessions where the finance officer projects all this out are out on the website.
Okay,
I'll look again.
I'm not going to sit down and go through the projections that I do.
But there isn't anything that happens in an open meeting that you're...
No, I know. He's talking about this document that goes out and shows these costs that's over long term. You know, that's a concern as a citizen. How much you're going to ask me to pay over long term? You know, because at some point we're going to be on... Some of us aren't going to be on a fixed budget, and we need to know those kind of things. That's all I have. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Would anyone else like to speak? Anyone else? Okay, we have some emails here that were sent in from people in the town. Excuse me. I am unable to attend the meeting tomorrow, but as a property owner in Cary Beach, I am opposed to reservations to Town Hall Complex. If we need a new fire station, that's fine. But we are a small town and don't need to spend millions of taxpayers' money on renovating a complex that is less than 30 years old. We need beach nourishment to protect and save our beaches and property. Sincerely, Irene
Sotirio.
Do not have an address for that. Rather than tax citizens for Cary Beach, why not apply for a federal grant? I will tell you, we looked into all of that. The infrastructure money that the feds have, that is for roads and bridges and rail systems. There is no federal or state money for town buildings, period. There is an agriculture loan program that Arlen worked with the guy and figured it up, and it would end up in the end costing us more than going to just a regular bank. Congressman Browser should have information about block grants for infrastructure. Since what is proposed resides within public services, it seems Curie Beach should be entitled to share in that grant. The congressman has a staff who would help us determine what we need. Thank you for your attention, Lynn Bateman. How many fires are in the Curie Beach each year? How many fire stations are necessary on a 7-mile island? Can the community center be utilized for voting and town meetings, freeing up the current town hall voting meeting space for office space? We will likely have expensive infrastructure expense in the future and should consider placing power lines underground before building offices and a fire station. Sewer and water issues are likely imminent. Prioritizing needs and taxpayers' dollars should be job one. Pat Long. Sorry, I cannot come tonight, but here are my questions. Do we need to spend taxpayers' money? Where is the needs assessment? How many fires do we average each year? How many police officers does a town of 2,500 and low crime rate need? How much would the interest cost per household? Why haven't property owners been notified of the amount by certified mail? Boy, that would be a cost. What is the rush to get this all settled so quickly? Let me tell you, we've been working on this for almost 2 years. That's from Candace Clark on Atlantic Avenue. With all the additional homes being built, I believe we need additional space added to the fire, police, and town hall facilities. We have had excellent protection from the police and fire. Let's continue by granting better working space for them. Town hall has always been able to answer my questions. Let's give them better and additional working space. When we have meetings at town hall, there's never enough room to hold everyone who wants to hear what's going on. This is from Ruiz?
Terry's the first name.
Oh, Terry Ruiz. But do not have an address for that one. Okay. They are now in the record. And there is nothing else. We will close this public hearing. Now, any discussion or comments from council?
No, I think what I would like the people in attendance to know is that, Jim, what did we visit, about 20 sites by a variety of architects. We interviewed, how many architects? Seven?
Seven companies.
We interviewed five people for project management, talked to five different fire company chiefs to get an idea for what these things should cost, what they should look like, and how we could come up with somebody who would meet costs, meet goals, meet time frames. Of course, none of that's ever a guarantee, but there has been a tremendous amount of work to go into these particular numbers. It just hasn't been something that's thrown on the wall. I don't know, David, did you have anything you wanted to say? I know you're on the line.
David, are you there?
Did he have to drop off?
Okay. What we've always done whenever we've had...
Yes, I'm there.
We just wondered if you had any comments.
I have no comments. I appreciate you giving us your input. I encourage them to go out and listen to all the council discussions around other department heads, which are online, of why the council believes it's the right way to go. But I do appreciate citizens coming in, and I respect that only two showed up and did three emails. I'm surprised with 2,500 properties that's all those people.
You can't see them, but we have about a half a dozen additional people plus four members of our fire department back there. Thank you, fellows. Okay. Yes, Jim?
I was just going to say that the way that the town handles any type of projects that are farmed out is when we get the applications in, we review every single one, and we go out and look at projects that they've done and talk to the people. Like for this one, for fire stations, we went to Havelock, we went to Wilmington, we went to Sunny Point. Where else did we go? We went to about seven different places, talked to both the fire chief, the person, if it was different from the fire chief, who was the town's front man for the construction, and or the mayor or the town manager for each town, to determine what problems they had, if any, and how they were satisfied with the company as a whole, and try to get us the maximum amount of information, and all that went into who we finally picked. And hopefully we picked right.
I think I made my comments in the Island Gazette about how really our fire and police in particular really need our help. Our fire department our police department has doubled in the last few years, and no, that's not because of the 2,000 year-round residents who are 99% of the time very well behaved, but it's because of the thousands and thousands of tourists that we are getting in here. When Fort Fisher Park, or fort down here, has over 800,000 visitors a year, and they all come through our one stoplight. The aquarium has 500,000 visitors per year, and yes, a lot of them are on tour buses that keep going, but a lot of those buses also stop. And you know, we've seen, although it's not publicized a lot, we don't dwell on it a lot, we have had two incidents with guns, we have had the opioid problem is spilling over onto this island, and fortunately our police are doing everything humanly possible to keep it out of Curie Beach. And then we have these men back here with Ocean Rescue and helping out in January sometimes with people who are out in the water and shouldn't be. And no, they aren't our local residents doing this. They are our guests. And unfortunately, except for sales tax and ROT tax, which are fairly small amounts, right now we haven't found a way to pay for things except by our property tax, our property owners. But we will continue to be as diligent as possible and work as hard as possible to find other ways to pay for things. And I tell you, you have one of the best finance officers in this state, and he will do everything he can to keep the cost as low as possible. And during the construction, if anything gets out of hand, this one here, who's our liaison to the construction project, will see to it that things are cut back or changed. I really, really appreciate you guys being here. I wish you would come to council meetings more often. Sincerely do. Maybe one day consider running for council. So if there are no more comments from anyone, then I will need a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you, guys.
People love them upstairs.